brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
At some time or another in life, we've experienced some level of procrastination. Whether it's your getting up early to go to work and you roll over because you just don't want to go, or perhaps there's a report or some sort of project that you have to do and you keep putting it off because you just have this, you know, image in your mind that it's a big mountain to surmount. And that's natural. We all have a little bit of that procrastination in our lives. I mean, I think it's just sort of part and parcel of our existence. However, there comes a point when procrastination actually gets in the way of life. And when I talk about procrastination, I'm not referring to the fact that you don't have dreams or hopes or aspirations. When we all have plenty of that, you just close your eyes and you can just see yourself wherever you want to be or doing whatever you want to do. What procrastination does is put a complete block right in front of your ability to drive forward to where you want to go. So in fact, procrastination is the big block that creates the inaction in your life. So you can sit there and look past the block and go, how come all these other people out there are doing all these amazing things? Or how come somebody else is successful or healthy or happy or wealthy or whatever it might be? But here I am and I have all those same hopes and dreams and I'm actually trying to do things in my life to better my position, but why can't I get there? And it's your good old friend procrastination. Now, why do we procrastinate? Some people procrastinate more than others, of course, but how come you're perhaps experiencing a level of procrastination that is blocking you from getting to where you want to go? And I actually think it has something to do with self-sabotage from something that you picked up earlier in life. Say perhaps as an infant or a child, something must have happened or something, whether you were conscious of it or not, dropped into your being, into your subconscious, and planted that something there to keep you from having to experience a negative emotion. Now, to just quickly explain that a little further, just like all creatures on this planet, when we're young, we have an instinctual drive to learn so that way we survive. And as humans, we can learn very quickly. So we see the actions that our parents or the people who are bringing us up, we see what they do. We hear the words they say. And even if we don't understand the words, we understand the tones and the energy levels that are coming around us. And we have to, it's a survival instinct. And from that, we copy, we mimic, and we immediately learn how to build blocks or walls or defenses to ensure that we don't get hurt or we don't have a bad experience and that we can survive. Say, for example, if you grew up in a household where your family were very focused on the lack of money that might be avoiding the home, and all you heard and all you saw and everything you experienced in your life was around how there isn't enough money. If we only had more money, money doesn't grow on trees, or all those wealthy people, they don't deserve it, or they're crooks, those people who get all that money, or whatever the scenario might be. What ends up happening is, even as a little kid, even if you don't fully understand the context of what, you know, those words and those situations are portraying, the energy and the feeling drops into your subconscious as part of that survival mechanism. So whether or not you realize it, as you go through life, you end up thinking money is scarce. People who have a lot of money don't deserve money. They're not good people. Or you have to be a scam artist to actually achieve success and wealth and abundance and things like that. So then what happens is you may have the drive or the dreams or the aspirations to become a successful singer or a wealthy doctor or whatever it might be. But what ends up happening is that deep down you have this feeling that if I do become that, I become that bad person. You're not thinking it because up here you're thinking, I want that. I'm striving for it. I really need it. I want to feel like I'm contributing and I'm achieving the things in my life. But deep down in that level, when you learned how to protect yourself, there's part of you saying, don't do it, because if you do it, you'll become that whatever fill in the blank that I said before. So hence, that's the seed of the procrastination in your goals and in your aspirations to achieve what you want. You actually need to face it. You need to face the fact that there's some sort of sabotage that's creating the procrastination, and not blame it on something else. The inaction starts with you. So therefore, the action can start with you as well. So I've loaded you up with a lot of information in this particular session. So what I'd like to actually do now is just give you two simple things to do. It's always important to start small, because if we try and overload ourselves with trying to rectify something that took so long to basically solidify into your life, it may take a little bit of time for you to get used to the habit of undoing that learning. So two things I'd like you to do. The first thing I'd like you to do is just one affirmation a day, just one. And I'd like you to specifically do it as you fall asleep. So whether you want to record this on your smartphone and listen to it as you sleep, or if you just want to say it mentally as you fall asleep so your partner doesn't think you're crazy if they're not into this as well, what I'd like you to do is just fall asleep saying, "I am worthy." And now that you might want to add on something to the end of "I am worthy." You might want to say, "I am worthy of the love of my partner," or "I am worthy of the success that I'm going for," or whatever the additional bits are. But if you're not 100% sure what the blockage is, or you're not exactly sure about where you're headed, but you just know you want to move forward, saying "I am worthy" as you fall asleep will actually start to drift and sort of move into that subconscious area where you learned so long ago that you weren't worthy of the success that you're after. So if you just start with that, if you can do that for about a week, just once, as you fall asleep, then you may want to try it as you wake up to say in your mind or out loud, "I am worthy." And to do that doesn't take any more time out of your day. It doesn't actually exert any kind of real physical energy or anything like that. So I think it's something that you can simply add into your routine. And I would be very interested to see after a week or 2 weeks how much you've progressed and how far you've been able to overcome some of those self-sabotaging things that you do that keep your procrastination in place, to see if you've been able to shift any of those blocks over and make some headway. So if you are willing to do this little exercise to push yourself that little bit further, I'd love to hear about it. You're welcome to leave a comment for me, or perhaps message me if you like. But until next time, my friends, big love.